from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio
on WGR.
Sal Capaccio, he was at Highmark Stadium for the Bills' first preseason game of 2024. Joins us on the Western Hotline. We take your calls on it as well, your thoughts, your reactions, anything you saw there in the first edition of the 2024 Bills that doesn't count, but kind of counts a little bit. You know, we've been through this before. Jeremy and Joe with you, and Sal on the lines. Hey, Sal, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, how was the game? Enjoyable, good crowd? I mean, takeaways from what looked like a beautiful day there at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice to get back in the stadium. It's always nice for me to get back on the field and see a lot of people I haven't seen since, you know, obviously last time was the playoff game last year. There was some from last week in the red and blue game. You see that, but, you know, a lot of the, you know, kind of like the operations staff, the officials, the people, the chain gang, people on the sidelines, and, you know, security, people like that. It's just always nice to kind of, it's like going back to school, that first day of school, you know what I mean? So that was pretty cool. And then it's a great day always preseason for a lot of kids. You know, it's awesome to see the kids there. Unfortunately, no touchdowns to cheer for the Buffalo Bills. Didn't go very well on the field, obviously, but it was nice to get back there.
Well, no touchdowns. The starting offense didn't play very much. Starting defense didn't play very much. So let's start at the beginning, and the starting offense, the starting defense. You know, what do you take away from it? Do you have much? I mean, Josh Allen doesn't have much to prove to anybody. We saw a little bit of Khalil Shakir. We saw some of Curtis Samuel. Takeaways from, you know, the big guns on the offense, if anything.
I take away pretty much nothing from the starters. You know, this game to me, and the starters were there for very few plays, one quarter, but they hardly had the ball really on offense. You know, they tried to just kind of do some simple things, throw the ball a little bit. You know, Josh, you know, obviously slid in his last play there, and then for next play, Sean McDermott takes him out, started the second quarter. Defensively, you're missing Daquan Jones, Ed Oliver goes out, very first play. You don't have Matt Milano. I mean, you know, the safeties that are banged up. So even though you're playing with the starters, there are several that still aren't out there, to be honest with the team. I mean, if you want to take red zone defense, was nice. They had even Sean said, you know, they kept him in the game a little bit there at the very beginning. Russell Douglas made a really nice tackle in the red zone against the Bears. I don't take much away at all from the starters, to be honest with you guys. I talked to several players in the locker room. This goes for the whole game where just no game planning whatsoever. And you know that, and we've talked about that. Like, you're just kind of running really, really basic concepts on both sides. And I mean, hey, they did give up, and Taron Johnson said, you know, they gave up that screen pass. You never want to see that. But you know, in a game, are you blitzing in that situation? I don't know. They were caught in a little bit of a blitz, so you can't really take much away from those kinds of things.
Yeah. What usage at all is probably the same, Sal, where you can't take much, especially for the Bills, like a receiver. Mac Hollins doesn't play, so maybe things would have been different. But Coleman was the guy out there the most. But that's kind of a continuation, right? Like, I know I've heard you point this out, that in training camp, like, they've been trying to get him as many reps with Allen specifically as possible. So him playing the most of the receivers with the starters, probably not a surprise?
Yeah, I actually take more away from, like, who's playing how much, right?
Yeah.
Like, the snap counts and where they're coming in the game. It's not even about, like, the play, right? You could dissect a play here or there, and did Keon Coleman do this or that? But, like, when are guys getting in? And, like, even with Mac Hollins out, MVS doesn't get into, like, the second group. Like, what does that say about his standing? I think about where these guys are and their standing on the team. To me, that's what I'm looking at a lot more, trying to figure out what the team thinks about each guy. Mac Hollins, to me, is going to be a big part of this team. He's a big part of this offense. So, I mean, he didn't play, but he's going to play. He's been a big part of what they've been doing. You know, Tyrell Shavers got in a little bit later with the second group there. I feel like there are four guys. It's Samuel, not no particular order, Samuel, Shakir, Coleman, and Hollins. Those are going to be your top four wide receivers that they're going to rely on and have, and those are locks on the team. After that, I think anything is up in the air. You know, Matt Bove and I did a Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast yesterday to kind of dissect it. Matt made a really good point. He said maybe the guy that helped himself the most was Chase Claypool by not playing. Because, like did anybody really do anything to separate and say, you know what, Chase Claypool is so far behind? Now, of course, you say that because, you know, you don't want to see the guy being hurt. But the fact is, like, you now can say, like, okay, there's still a door open for a guy like that.
Yeah. Is that, if anything, the troubling part, Sal, that nobody really did much in that game? And you saw drops and, you know, the idea that the guy that didn't play and hasn't played had a good day, that might be a bad day for the Bills.
Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, Mitch Trubisky did not look good, and Sam Buchel was even, you know, worse than that, right? I mean, like, let's just call it what it was. The game was going too fast for Sam Buchel to me, and he was in there, and I don't know how much you can get from what's going on. MVS had a drop. You can't do that. It was a minute and 11 left, a two-minute drill. They're only down 6-3. I mean, think about that. They're only down 6-3 at the end of the second quarter, despite how kind of poorly they basically played throughout, and they have a chance to go down and tie the game at the very least. You know, MVS drops a pass. Those are things you just can't happen and can't have. So I just don't know how much you want to take away from, or anybody can. Look, like, to me, they did not play well. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, my God, it's preseason, nothing matters. I don't think they played well, and that has to be addressed. And to me, the biggest issue was what I saw over the last several years of preseason. The depth for this team in preseason always still kind of showed up against other teams, third teams. That didn't happen. And I would also tell you, though, it was the second game for the Bears. Let's remember that. They started a week earlier in training camp. They played an extra preseason game. That's got to matter a little bit. I mean, Caleb Williams, he looks really good. But also, let's think about this. What did they do? They rolled him out. They got him in space. I'm just telling you that, like, in a real game plan situation, those aren't going to be as easy throws to go against the defense. So those are things you have to keep into perspective. The things that Sean McDermott's upset about, I agree with, which are you can't have drop passes. You can't have 11 penalties. You can't have, you know, easy plays that are missed here or there. You can't have a horrible penalty on a guy like teeing off on him on the sidelines. Those are the things that need to be cleaned up, and that's why your second and third teams did not keep pace.
Sal, you had your arrow up, arrow down article over the weekend. How hard was it to have arrow ups, and what haven't we mentioned here among things that went well in the game?
You know, there were a few I liked. I mean, red zone defense early on was good, like I said. I mean, a few players played pretty well. I thought Frank Gore Jr. had a nice day. Frank Gore Jr., I thought, ran the ball hard. He was involved in the passing game a little bit. I didn't love Ray Davis's game. Now he had a nice blitz pickup. He did have a play that was wiped out. You know, it wasn't horrible for Ray Davis, but I liked the way Frank Gore Jr. played in this game. Tyler Bass needed that day. Tyler Bass had a 48-yarder, and that was windy, guys. Like, that was a nice day for Tyler Bass out there. The challenge is by Sean McDermott. These are mechanical things that, you know, are going to happen in games with John Perry. Like, those are good things that happen. So how hard was it? I guess. I mean, I'm looking for things, but at the same time, I like the way that the defensive ends play. I like Javon Solomon and Kingsley Jonathan. They're both fighting for roster spots here and what they want to do. Like, there were things you could take away that still looked okay for this team.
Yeah. Was it interesting at all or surprising at all?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sal, that McDermott seems so put off by the effort, or is that what you would expect, even though it's preseason?
No, this wasn't a Doug Marrone, like, super upset on the scoreboard being lost. Sean McDermott, I mean, yes, I'm sure you want to win whenever you step on the field. Sean McDermott wasn't upset that they lost the game. He just said, you got to, like, when you put on a Buffalo Bills uniform, like, that's not the standard of play. And I agree with that. It just was not, I don't even want to say effort. Like, that's the low-hanging fruit effort. It wasn't effort. These are just really basic things that need to be cleaned up, guys. Like, you know, you go through four quarters of play at home in a preseason game, your first action out there, it can't look like that. It's got to look better this week. It's got to look better in Pittsburgh. And we could talk about the joint practices. I know you don't like them, Jeremy. I disagree. I think they're what this team needs right now. But, you know, you got to look better than that this week in Pittsburgh, and especially on Saturday night.
You think the starters will get maybe more than they would have based on how it looked?
It's a good question. I have to go back. Remember last year against Pittsburgh, they were not good, the starters, right? They did not look good in Pittsburgh. What happened the next week? Didn't they play some the next week?
They did.
And they actually, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Sean McDermott takes that approach again and says, we got to be better. But again, I'm going to go back to it. This was not on, like, what can we take away from the starters? I'm not sure. To me, this was a collective, even more of a second and third team situation where it was everything kind of went awry. It wasn't necessarily starters. No, the starters didn't score, you know, the offense, but how much can you take away? To me, this was more collectively. Last year in Pittsburgh, the starters, they did not play well at all, and then you saw that the following week, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I know you said it was, you know, rollouts, and Caleb Williams won't have that easy a time going forward. Were you impressed by the number one pick?
I was, because of those things. Like, what they did was, Chicago had a really nice game plan for their number one pick franchise quarterback, which is, hey, it's his first preseason game. What did he do well at USC? He was very good at getting out of the pocket, rolling out a little bit, you know, making those throws. And I think they did a really nice job to keep him comfortable. You have to understand what Chicago's trying to accomplish too, right? Chicago in this situation, like, they got to make him confident and comfortable. And I think they did a really nice job of that. So, yeah, I liked him. I liked this game. He made a couple really nice throws. It's not going to come as easy if these two teams are playing in a regular season. The Bills are kind of know with that. They're going to kind of button that up and make sure that those things don't happen. But don't take anything away from the Bears and what they did in Caleb Williams, for sure. I think that he looked good. I think he looked confident. And I think they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish on their end.
What about the kickoff sale? We saw a bunch of them on Saturday. I don't think that we really saw anything crazy there. But in terms of usage as a returner and then the execution of it, does it feel like maybe the Bills are doing this along with the whole league, that any idea thought of like it being super experimental in the preseason, maybe we are seeing teams kind of save some stuff?
Yeah, so what's interesting is, and I don't know if I was really thinking, and I think the Bills wanted to. My impression was they wanted to, just through all the messaging and talking about it in the preseason and training camp, was they were going to like evaluate the roster and kick it in the landing zone. I think the wind might have played a role in the fact that it didn't go to the landing zone, guys. I don't think this was necessarily by design. It could have been. But that very first kickoff, like, it got up in the air and it was downwind and it went in the end zone. And I don't know if that was by design or just kind of, you know, that Tyler Bassett kind of took off on him. And then in the second one, he's driving it into the wind, so he might have overcompensated. But I wish I would have seen a little bit more of, you know, what that particular thing, like the kickoffs and what they want to do. Now, as far as the return is concerned, you know, KJ Hamler had a drop on a kickoff. Can't have that. Daquan Hardy goes in. He muffs. Well, he kind of bobbled, I should say. Bobbled a punt return that he shouldn't have fielded anyway at the 4-yard line. So this is probably a little battle here we're going to see over the next few weeks on who they really kind of want. Now, Ty Johnson's going to be in the mix. He didn't play. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't get as much out of the kickoff and kick return as I wanted because of the ones that went in the end zone. And, again, but that might have not been what they really wanted to do.
Right. Steph Curry, Sal, were you watching?
I would have been in the middle of the Bills game still.
That's right.
He would have been on the sideline still.
3:30 start.
Yeah.
Well, the end of it. You could have caught the end of it. No?
Here's what happened. The game was over, and I was writing arrow up, arrow down, and a lot of times I'll just go kind of – I'll drive home and kind of finish it up, and I said, no way, I'm going to the press box to watch.
Yes. Yeah.
So I went up into the press box, and I watched the end of the game while I did arrow up, arrow down. It was really cool. He was amazing. It really was. That was super cool, man.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Sal, we'll talk later this week. Thanks again.
Yeah, you got it. Again, I'm not sure exactly what the schedule is for Wednesday. Joint practice. It's one joint practice, by the way. They're in one joint practice on Wednesday, okay. And then Saturday night is the game.
All right. So a joint practice Wednesday down there?
In Pittsburgh, yes.
So the Bills are staying there all
Thursday.
Thursday night, Friday night, and playing on Saturday.
Yeah, travel on Wednesday. My fault.
Gotcha.
Travel on Wednesday. Joint practice on Thursday. Real quick, Jeremy, I think it's what this team needs. They need to go against other people they don't see and know the normal routine and technique and all that stuff that they're used to. And I think that I think after the performance on this weekend especially, I think this is what this team needs, to go out there and play another opponent and show that, like, what you put forward and how you react in those situations has to be better.
All right. Thanks, Sal.
You got it.
Maybe it is what they need. Maybe. I fear lawless injury, attempt to injure. It is a loophole. You will not get suspended by something you do in a joint practice.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Donald swung two helmets at a person. Was not suspended.
Yep. Or even fined.
You can throw punches. You can throw fines. In fact, all that happens is your team gets fined. We learned that because the Lions and the Giants fought a bunch. Who got fined? The teams.
Yeah.
So, call me crazy, I wouldn't be putting my best players out in those scenarios.
Isn't it more dangerous for your starters in that setting than a preseason game?
Definitely. And the difference is, in a preseason game, thousands of people are there to watch.
Yeah.
You, at least as a franchise, are making some money off of it. What are you making in a joint practice? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a terrible idea, not just for the Bills. I think it's a terrible idea for everybody. I would not do it. But who am I?
I won't get too mad about it as long as there's a memo to all Bills players, which is, hey, guys, if fights start, please don't break your hand on the side of somebody's helmet, because that's not going to do anything.
Listen,
if you try to punch a guy who's got a metal helmet on, it's not going to go your way.
I'm not that mad about it. I'm just reserving the right to be like, huh, I told you.
Well, you're reserving the right to be mad about it if somebody important gets injured.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. 803-0550, break time for us. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call if you want. React to the preseason game. Can't believe it's not a game tonight. Give us a Monday nighter.
Nothing?
We used to be a proper country. No Monday night preseason.
And the Olympics is over, too.
Yeah, give me something.
What do we get today? Matt Kuchar.
It's already over. Matt
Kuchar. He's already
over.
Done.
Congratulations.
It was
Matt Kuchar on his
3-minute round.
He parred.
Yeah. I'm gonna really miss the Olympics.
They were great.
They were awesome. Gold Zone was awesome. It was incredible.
Very good. All right, 803-0550. See if we can find some instant trivia. Maybe we'll have some fun there. We're into Premier League season. Starts this week. Starts Friday. That's good news, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.